This is an RNIB talking book.
The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Parts of this recording may be considered unsuitable for family reading. For Mary Webster and Perry Miller. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, Behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Genesis 30:1-3. But as to myself, having been wearied out for many years with offering vain, idle, visionary thoughts, and at length utterly despairing of success, I fortunately fell upon this proposal. Jonathan Swift, A Modest Proposal. In the desert there is no sign that says, Thou shalt not eat stones. Sufi proverb. The Handmaid's Tale, 1. Night. Chapter 1. We slept in what had once been the gymnasium. The floor was of varnished wood with stripes and circles painted on it, for the games that were formerly played there.